You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
We're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts, 26 days through the alphabet.
This is day 8, and we are up to my turn.
What is your turn? I don't even remember. Where are we?
Well, my word for...
the letter H.
Is happy.
Happy?
Happy.
Are you happy?
I had another word. I am happy today. I'm feeling pretty good today. I had another word, but it was pretty lame. And then I was driving up here today, and I was listening to Ed Sheeran, and I heard the song Happier. And then I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
That's happy. A good word.
Happy. The word is, and it's
I need a little happiness.
It's a little softball. It's tell us about when some of your most happiest moments in student ministry.
Happiest moments.
One of the moments that just brought you the most joy, that you're just happy, just smile from ear to ear, can't even contain your happiness.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you about the last trip I took with my youngest son. So I have three sons. They all grew up in the youth ministry. They're all now young men. The youngest, Thomas, just turned 20. And it was such a joy. We're going to do an episode about our own kids in ministry.
Of course.
That's coming up at some point. But I loved having my own kids in the youth ministry, and they were all involved to a pretty deep level, and they were all musicians. So my youngest son, Thomas, is a really fantastic musician,
very gifted.
Songwriter.
Steve
wants to
is
be.
Being very honest here. I've heard his stuff. It's amazing.
You can find him on Spotify at Thomas Austin. Anyway, so
shameless
we're on,
plug.
I know.
I love it. I'll take it.
He gets like 0.006 cents for every play, so give him some love. We're on our very last trip to a conference that we go to every other summer. Thomas was a senior. It was his last thing. And it was the last night of the conference. And they make everybody go to their hotel rooms. You know, they're pretty strict with the security. But this last night is like, you guys can stay up as long as you want. So all these kids were gathered in like this this passageway between the hotel and the convention center. Just hanging out at like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And Thomas is sitting there with his guitar.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
And for the next hour, he just played and sang, and everybody just sat there, and it was like a big love fest, and you know, the tears are streaming down my face.
Oh,
it's
so
bittersweet.
Great.
My youngest son is listening to him sing, and is everybody just, you know,
it was a
swing
moment.
Together.
Kumbaya, the whole thing.
Oh, gosh. It was
so good.
It was happy. It was happy. It was sad. But some of the most bittersweet moments are filled with both those emotions.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, yeah, 100%. That's to me, that'll be a moment that I'll never forget.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this is a missions trip to Mexico probably 20 years ago.
So this is back in the day.
This is way back in the day. And I remember it was a group of freshmen in high school, a group of guys that I had pretty high hopes for to kind of come into the high school group and really sort of do some damage.
Yeah.
I mean, these were movers and shakers. They were natural leaders. But between 7th grade and 9th grade, they kind of just, all of them sort of just wandered a little bit away.
Okay.
They were still involved, but you know, you could tell the world was just,
yeah,
was just pulling hard on them. And,
yeah,
and
that's
there was lots of conflict with them, you know, as they got to high school, they went to different high schools and then there were sports rivals, and it started to just crumble. And I was so super sad about it. And then in the spring of their freshman year, we went to Mexico on a missions trip over spring break, and all of them went, and it was great. And it was just one of those things where that trip was sort of what they all needed. And we got to the end of the trip. They were tired. They were exhausted. They were outside their comfort zone. And God just broke them all just down at the same time. And I just remember being in this room. I can almost see and smell the room.
Huh.
And just watching these guys literally break down into tears, knowing that they had wandered, they made commitments, they restored relationships with each other, and this all happened like in an hour and a half, and it was like crazy worship service that we were having.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting in the back. I don't know if I can remember in student ministry ever having that sense of like, this is so great. Like, this is what we're in this for.
Yeah.
And I was just filled with it. I mean, again, I wept like crazily, but in the best kind of way.
Because
I was just overwhelmed with sort of the potential. And they went on to do amazing things over the next couple of years in the youth group, and shared their faith with their friends at school. And our youth group grew because of what I saw in them. And I remember that being a pretty happy time.
Those are such good moments when you have a bunch of, we're guys, so we're, you know, we probably relate better to the guys in the group. But when we have these guys kind of deep late night discussions, those are some prime moments that, that make me really happy. Talking about deep issues of faith and their future and how they want to pursue God and hold each other accountable. Yeah, we've had some moments like that along the years. And oh, I love them.
Yeah, man. I can think of multiple. I don't know if I could tell an exact story, but I know that feeling when you're sort of in a conversation with someone, a student, and you're helped, like they have a question, whether it's a question about the Bible or about how sort of just their faith relates to their everyday life, and you're in this conversation, and it's nothing earth-shattering. It's just that moment where you can almost watch the light go on, and they go,
light bulb moments.
Oh, I get it now. And then you also at the same moment have this, like, because their question was honest. It was real. Like, they really wanted to know, like, how does this relate? That when they got it, you knew they were gonna do it then. They were going to be like, okay, now that I know, I'm going to adjust my path or my life to live that way. And I know I've come home from those conversations or finished those conversations with just this grin from ear to ear going like, man, that is so great.
Yeah. Another happy moment I can think of is our senior banquet that we have every year. Again, bittersweet, right? The tears are flowing. But to be able to kind of wrap up that those relationships that have existed for all those years and tie them up well. And then to hear the students, we give the students a chance to speak to the youth leaders and, you know, to their fellow students and share their experiences and stuff. And oh gosh, it just warms your heart to hear those stories and how much youth ministry's meant to them. That's a super happy
moment. Yeah, we do a written version of that. We make almost like a yearbook, like a memory book kind of a thing for them. And so they respond in writing to a lot of those questions. And then we put that, and we hand that out on Sunday morning at the main service as their slideshow goes on the big screens, you know? And I know that every year when we get that, when that comes back from the printer, you know, because I have somebody else does that for me, you know, they volunteer who loves to put that together. So I don't really see their responses to the questions until I get it back from the printer. And then that first breeze through to just have them reminiscing memories that they've made in the student ministry is that moment of like, oh, I remember how much work that event was. But you know, 7 years later, it's in their memory book because they, you know, as a sixth grader, they remember going to this retreat and learning that thing. And oh, I mean, just super happy.
Another thing that makes me really happy, I'm sure you have this too, is when students come back after being gone for a while and they seek you out and find you in your office and come back and just thank you or just, hey, can we get together for lunch or something?
Yep,
oh,
absolutely.
Gosh, I love that. Yeah.
And you get to see kind of where they've grown since they left. Yeah. And to know that you had a role in that. You were part of the story.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember too, and we talked about this in that missions trip episode. I remember that day we were stranded on the island. I remember I'd never been more happy to eat rotisserie chicken than in that moment in El Salvador.
Yeah, true. I'm also happy when I get home after a retreat and I get to sleep on my own bed and take a hot shower. That's a happy thing too.
And not eat like, you know, stale chicken sandwiches for lunch.
Yes, I'm happy when I get home from a mission trip, gone 10 days from the wife. That's a happy moment
as
well.
A happy moment as well, 100%.
So maybe not for her, but for me.
Lots of happy moments out there. And for me, when I'm having a tough day, I need to be able to access that file. I need to be able to go back, reminisce over those happy times so that bad day, just press through it so that you can get to another happy moment because they're coming.
That's funny because tomorrow is Friday. We're recording this on a Thursday, and we're doing our little tip of the day every Friday on Instagram. And my tip for tomorrow, which you'll have seen before this episode comes out, is to keep an encouragement file and keep all those letters and cards that people sent you on your good days to help you get through your bad days. Yep. I think that's really great.
I have a paper file and I have an electronic file.
Of course you do.
Of those encouragements. So hopefully you've got some happy moments already in your ministry career, and just know that there are many, many more to come. So keep after it. Keep in the game.
Those happy moments will keep you going for weeks to come.
All right. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Sherpas out.